those happy souls that dwell in yellow meads of Asphodel or amaranthine bowers.
What is Bible prophecy, Jack?
It is history written in advance.
Is Bible prophecy always, always accurate?
Definitely.
Well, there are a lot of people who feel that the 1990s could be the closing of this age of grace. Why? What are the signs?
Oh, there's so many. I just wish I had time for every last one of them. But first of all, horseless carriages. The airplane, even the New Age movement, has all kinds of books now on the Space Brothers, and they are talking about an evacuation for other purposes, something about the year 2000 as the time for when it will all occur. So there'll be many theories out there.
Many theories, but the wrong theories out of that one. Jack, a highway has just been built from the Far East to the Middle East. Now, is there any significance in this?
The Oriental armies are going to march across that highway.
You have always said, ever since I've known you, that Russia would march down from the north and that they would invade Israel.
Jews!
What part does the UFO play in Bible prophecy, Jack?
God showed me something one day. I've never read this in the book. Elijah was swept away by a whirlwind into heaven, the exact way a UFO travels. And this thing could drop thousands of feet in a second that would kill any human being, not angelic beings. And beryllium is what is used in our spacecraft today to withstand the heat and friction of outer space. So it could be that chariots manned by angels would come to get us at the rapture.
That's really happened, Jack? Will this really happen with that?
Ridiculous? Then explain.
I like to believe that in my heart. When Christ comes in the Revelation, and the millennium begins, he has a glorified body. We return with him. We have glorified bodies. Now, the people here on earth, are they going to have glorified bodies?
Now, they'll get their glorified bodies at the end of the millennium, so they can go into the thousand-year period with their new glorified bodies. But the ones who are alive when he comes go into the millennial reign with their old bodies and then get new bodies in Revelation 21, verses 1 and 2, because he creates all things new.
Jack, when I'm with the Lord, he'll give me the brain to understand everything. You say, I can't comprehend that. It's so marvelous. Will all unborn babies be taken with the mother? And will these little children be taken?
Definitely. God is not an abortionist. And that fetus within the mother will go.
Great. Well, I recognize, well, we recognize our loved ones. I have some loved ones there. My dad is there. My grandmothers are there. This is so deep, my question. Why am I sitting at an anchor desk every week? Right? What groups of people compose the One World Church then, Jack? Will it be possible to kind of beat the system, the 666 system, Jack? What is the New World Order? What will Christians do during that thousand years? What do you think is next on God's prophetic clock?
The rapture.
All right. Are you absolutely certain that this rapture is going to happen? So the rapture could happen at any moment.
Yes.
Oh, my. How about a partial rapture? Possible? It's so awesome to me to think that we're going to be evacuated out of here in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, and we're going to be in heaven.
In the twinkling of an eye.
is no death.
I don't believe in death. I will never die. It doesn't make sense at all, just die.
Dying is a pleasure.
To die is gain.
To die is gain.
To die is gain.
It isn't what we've lost, it's what we'll gain.
I'm not afraid to die because I think it's just the beginning.
Just hope I do it peacefully. Painlessly.
It didn't take much to die or nothing like that.
Well, the first thing is to turn the computer on. But before we do that,
rapture.
Because when the power comes on, there's a surge.
Well, I'm sitting here making dinner, and I'm thinking about the things. And I'm watching the show because that's the, like, pretty much the only thing I have. I don't watch any other TV. I don't watch news. I don't watch movies. I'll put that show on, and I'll put it on repeat. Now, like, I'm stuck on that. Okay, I watch it over and over and over. Well, I get it. Some things in there may have been changed for theatrics. But I have just been thinking, you know, like, that show has really tremendously helped me. It helps things, like, kind of click in my head. So that's why I watch that all the time.
Say, I love you.
We see around us empty lives wanting fulfillment.
New name?
We see tasks that need doing.
Turn on the computer.
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's mic the board.
Remote.
Okay, yeah. Clearly a space archaeologist.
I'm going to play this part of the show for you.
We don't really die. We go to heaven.
And I'm going to tell me what you think.
That could be another angel talking to us.
So I don't think you want to die. You are not ready to die.
Yeah, I'm ready to
No,
die.
You're not ready, Mary.
I ain't making many future plans. I don't want to live that long. That's too long to live to wait for about $15 or $20.
I think all living prepares one for death and or disability.
In fact, there's a neat story about a man who was going to die, and the doctor said, I'm sorry to tell you this, but you're going to die. And the man said, hey, don't bother. Don't worry about it. That's what I've been living for.
I'm not afraid to die. It is frightening. I'm scared sometimes. I'm scared sometimes, many a time, I think.
Heaven is actually Heaven actually is heaven is let me see. Heaven is everything that partially and partially, you know, comes to say that everything was as part of the actual
the idea that man created heaven because he's afraid to die is a satanic idea. Satan has lied to man from the beginning of history. Satan is a liar. Satan has placed within man the idea that heaven was created out of fear of death, but it's a lie. What garbage? What garbage? That just isn't true. Man didn't make up heaven. Heaven's real. It's real. People didn't make it up. Heaven is where real people live and where a real God sits on a real throne. Satan wants us to believe that man made up heaven. But the man is not.
Your time will soon be gone.
That's all there is, my friend. And let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze and have a ball. That's all there is.
Death is an illusion.
You're just a drop in the bucket. You're just a light in the universe. You're just like a vapor that appears for a little while and vanishes. You're one step from death. You're one step from death. One step from death.
You're one step from death.
You're
like to talk over with you some of the promises of God which relate to the hope of life beyond the grave. What is heaven? Most Christians expect to share a home in heaven with Jesus. But what is heaven? This is one of the questions comprehensively discussed.
Is that too much to expect, Dad?
Not at all, Russell. One of the promises Jesus made to them was, fear not, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom.
It is.
I'm certainly glad that that promise actually will come true.
That was a very reassuring promise.
Yeah, and now we hear them conversing.
Okay, in a twinkling of an eye, how long is that?
General Electric has measured the twinkling for 11/100 of a second. I like this, Rexella. And we zip through space in the twinkling of an eye past the astronauts, and I could just see them. Houston. UFOs, no. The coming of Jesus.
What actually happens in heaven when we arrive there? Will my pets be taken in the rapture? You know, we have a cat, too.
Rexella, I love our little cat, Finnegan. We feel exactly as you do about this little bundle of love.
We really don't have to die. Now, some people...
Count it off, as I said before, 2,520 days.
Jackie said that...
This points to the revelation, though. He's coming to the earth.
Right now, we're talking about a terrible...
Revelation 14:11.
Right. Well, then, Jackie...
Thank God for grace.
Jack, well,
Revelation 20:6. He actually makes this image of the beast to come to life, to speak. We better not laugh at that with... The advancement in robots and talking robots and talking computers.
Who is the false prophet, Jim?
Ezekiel saw the wheel way up in the middle of the air. Get my video. Again, they should get my video. You need to get my study, Revelation Revealed, 10 solid hours.
Well, fare you well.
Rapture time. I'm so excited. Who else is excited?
Yeah, that's not that important right now. Because
in 19 days, your whole world is going to come screeching to a halt. Yeah.
There's something big coming, and you need to be prepared. So please, heed my warning. Religious scientists have finally triangulated the date for the rapture, and it's a lot closer than anyone could have predicted.
God just gave me a sign about the rapture. I was sitting here, I'm making dinner, starting with my ice cream, and I have just been thinking, you know, like the Feast of Trumpets is going to be broadcast over the whole entire world. And of course, we know all the end time prophecy is coming true, all the dates line up, all the things. And I've been asking God for a sign, because even though I believe wholeheartedly with everything in me that he is going to rapture his church next week, you know, we all want some sort of sign. We all want some sort of confirmation.
I don't usually give rapture confirmations on this page, but today I have to share with you the rapture confirmation. Some I've gotten.
So you're telling me that one of God's appointed times is the Feast of Trumpets, and this year it falls on September 23rd and 24th, and it's a feast dedicated to blowing trumpets. And we know that scripture says that at the last trumpet, those in Christ, dead or alive, will be raised to life with new bodies. And when you look up 923 in Gematria, it means Feast of Trumpets.
From a book I just finished. And since a lot of it is about the future, I'm going to start more or less on the last page and tell you about my grandmother. Now, she was a Southern Baptist holy roller, and she had a very clear idea about the future and of how the world would end. Told me the world would end in a year. So I spent the whole year praying and reading the Bible and alienating all my friends and relatives. And finally, the big day came, and absolutely nothing happened. Just another day. Was a missionary, and she had heard that the largest religion in the world was Buddhism. So she decided to go to Japan to convert Buddhists and to inform them about the end of the world. Now, she didn't speak Japanese, so she tried to convert them with a combination of hand gestures, sign language, and hymns in English. The Japanese had absolutely no idea what she was trying to get at. Now, when she got back to the United States, she was still talking about the end of the world. And I remember the day she died. She was very excited. She was like a small bird perched on the edge of her bed near the window in the hospital, waiting to die. And she was wearing these pink nightgowns and combing her hair so she'd look pretty for the big moment when Christ came to get her. She wasn't afraid. at the very last minute, something happened that changed everything. Because suddenly, at the very last minute, she panicked. After a whole life of praying and predicting the end of the world, she panicked. And she panicked because she couldn't decide whether or not to wear a hat. And so when she died, she went into the future. Absolutely no idea of what would be next.
Some bad morning when this life is over, I'll fall away to a home on God's left ashore.
From Lot's wife. Okay. Just keep calm. Take a deep breath. Slowly release it and keep your face looking upwards.
I just want more of everything.
And pray you're not on the toilet.
Left behind.
Rapture trip tips. I recommend you go out and buy a couple fresh packs of undies to wear for the next month. Throw all the old underwear away. Imagine after you've been harpozoed, your clothes float back down. You don't want someone's last impression of you to be your old underwear. Paul should have said, may your whole body, soul, and spirit and underwear be without blemish until the coming of the Lord.
If you are a pre-tribber like myself, and you truly believe that Jesus is going to come and rapture his church here, possibly within the next week, don't forget to unlock your phone, because I know a lot of people are writing letters or maybe even just doing things on their phone, like in the notes and whatever. Unlock your phone. Like, I couldn't do that because I have bills to pay. I still need that information. So I just wrote my phone, my code, on a piece of paper with a little message, and I took a picture of it, and I made that the screensaver on my phone. I just want to encourage anyone who does believe in the rapture, and you believe that it's going to happen soon, to just be more bold about your faith. Wear your stuff like this. Wear your Jesus shirts and all that. Pass out the little mini Jesus, like I do that too, and I just bought more of them today, and I also actually bought a few Bibles today that are going to be coming tomorrow, because I've been passing those out, like, left and right, all day long, nonstop. I'll even just throw them on the ground at the gas station, or put them at Walmart, at the register, or just wherever, because with the Charlie Kirk thing that happened, a lot of people step out, wear your hats, do the things, say something to people, just do all of that. Have your stuff ready, because if we do get raptured, which I wholeheartedly believe that that is going to happen, just don't forget, unlock your phone, especially if you're doing, because I'm having notes on my phone. Of course, there's like pictures, like screenshots of things, and I've also been downloading videos that I think would be very helpful for people to explain God's word and explain what is happening and what is going on. I know heaven's not going to be as crowded as we want it to be, but we have got to do our best and try so hard and plant seeds every single day. I hope this was a good, helpful reminder to you. God bless.
Harvesting a big tomato, it was in the sand, all right. I'm taking a walk in the woods, it's nice outside, smells of shit. Look a gwingly gwail go. I come upon a silver striped mushroom, and I fly, la 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 la, and I fly, fly. It was a big day on Jesus Ranch, Jesus Ranch. Jesus, I fell in love with a big potato when I started to dance, yeah, in France. I'm taking a walk in the woods, fuck yeah, it's nice, very, very nice, smells of shit. Look a gwing, look a gwail go. I come upon a silver striped mushroom, and I la 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 la, and I fly, fly, la 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 la, and I fly, I'm gone.
Seen my video before, you already understand my stance, my faith, my belief, what's possibly going to happen and take place next week during the Feast of Trumpets. We'll have to wait and see, but by faith, I believe something is going to happen. Now, with that being said, I just find the timing impeccable with everything going on. So I just want to talk to you guys about a few things, some weird coincidences, just bringing to you guys information, take it or leave it. With that, I find it interesting how even non-believers are talking about something happening next week and talking about how don't believe whatever they tell you, right? Because clearly, there's going to be a great delusion that is going to come upon this earth to disguise something that is coming. Now, that is my belief. But with that, I find it interesting how, as we know, Charlie Kirk, he has a memorial service set to take place in Arizona Stadium. When? Well, Sunday, September 21st, which just so happens to be taking place exactly when there is going to be a partial solar eclipse. So now, for those who have been paying attention, you understand how this is eclipse season, how there was a lunar blood moon eclipse on the 7th, and then a couple days later, Charlie was assassinated, and then now we have this partial solar eclipse happening on the 21st. So again, just so impeccable that they have this memorial taking place during the solar eclipse. And now, again, I'm not into astrology, okay? I get it. It is demonic in the sense of it's all about the self. People look at the stars and gain their own selfish interest, okay? But to ignore it as if it has no power shows your ignorance in the matter, because there's clearly something going on. And even the pagans, even the non-believers, the astrologers are talking about how something is coming big time. They're all talking about it. And it is unbelievable within the Christian community how you can't even hear it, right? Like, just put your fingers in your ears and just don't even listen, right? Like, you don't have to believe in it, but it's interesting to get this other perspective. What non-believers are even saying, they can even see the signs of the time, the season that we're in. But with that, very interesting timing, especially with the symbolism behind the name Kirk, which means church taken out, right? Church taken out, and then this whole idea of Ben Shapiro possibly taking his place, which I'll show you in a second why that's significant. But we have Ben Shapiro, who is Jewish, taking the place, this idea of the church being removed, and then all back to Israel. That is symbolic. Oh, as I mentioned, Charlie was assassinated at 9:23 Jerusalem time. I want to show you the significance also with more 23 symbolism. But before I move on here, I find it interesting how this stadium, the State Farm Stadium, can seat more than 60,000 people. Now, the reason why that number sticks out is because we're coming to the end of the 6,000 year, the whole idea that God has given 6,000 years to man, and then yeah, the thousand people on the way. But it's not that number interesting that we're coming to the end of that 6,000 year. So now, that being said, as you guys already know, time pattern recognition, I want to go over a few year coincidences. So let's go back to this idea that Charlie Kirk, his name means church, was taken out, and this idea that Ben Shapiro and took out his might find a very interesting. Again, the Daily Wire posted this on Facebook earlier this week, where they show the might, again, they put the Bible verse Luke 9. 9:23. Now, for those who do not know, Luke 9:23 is a Bible verse about picking up your cross and following Jesus, which is very interesting that the Daily Wire would post that because Ben Shapiro is not a Christian. Now, here's what I find interesting. They could have chosen Matthew 16:24, it's the same verse, or Mark 8:34, same verse, but no, they chose Luke 9:23. And for those who do not know, Luke is the gospel written to the bride. It is the one gospel that we see this idea that pray that you are worthy to escape all these things in context about the tribulation. There is no verse in the gospel of Luke about nobody knows the day or hour. Nobody knows the day or hour, right? That is only found in Matthew and Mark. Luke did not have that verse. So I find it very interesting that they did not choose Matthew or Mark. They chose Luke 9:23. So again, just presenting to you guys data, information, take it or leave it. Now, like I already mentioned before, how it was interesting that he was assassinated exactly at 9:23 Jerusalem time. So again, this number 23 is popping up a lot, okay? A lot. So I find this very interesting. Today, we have this coming up. Charlie Kirk at just 23 years old. Not 22, not 21, not 20, not 24, not 25, 23. And it shows a video right here. Rare footage of Charlie Kirk from 2016. He was only 23. Once again, I'm just presenting to you guys information with my pattern recognition I find interesting. So now with that, I also found it interesting that his wife, Erica Kirk, in 2012, I believe, she was Miss Arizona. She was at a pageant. And you want to guess what number she was?
I think you already know.
Can't make this up. Now, once again, we are just going to have to wait and see how everything plays out. But now I want to really encourage those out there who truly believe with faith that something is coming, that I think you know what I'm talking about. Now, there's a lot of ridicule, a lot of stock talking, a lot of fear and doubt. So I want to encourage you guys out here because this is something that the Lord has shown me in my heart. Okay? Because there's a lot of fear from people talking about how if you date set, if you talk about how the rapture is going to take place, by faith, I believe, right? We don't know anything for sure, but by faith, on the 23rd, 22nd, 24th, right? These are trumpets. That now you are losing credibility, you are going to lose the faith, you're going to fall away because this going to be the great falling away, which makes no sense because this is a minority of people within the Christian circle. So how is that the great falling away? That'd be the little falling away. The great falling away would be the majority. But with that, I want to encourage you guys out here. This is something the Lord has placed on my heart because no matter what the outcome, whether we are raptured, praise be to God, or we're not, we are going to be blessed because let's go benefit of the doubt. Let's go worst case scenario. Nothing happens, right? Nothing happens. Well, guess what? There's still good that's going to come out of it. This is actually a three-pronged blessing for us who see what's going on. We see something and we're calling it out. Well, it is a three-pronged blessing because it is going to grow our faith. Right now, it's growing our faith by just pushing forward, right? Having faith, belief, trust in God with what he's showing us. But our faith is meant to be tested, actually, as we see in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6 and 7 to 7, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to grace, honor, and glory through the revelation of Jesus Christ. So, let's say nothing happens. Well, guess what? There's going to be blessing because it's going to test our faith. Our faith is actually going to strengthen through the fire. And likewise, we see James talk about this idea that we count it all joy when we fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. So, no matter what happens, our faith is going to be tested, and that is a blessing. Okay, so that is the first blessing about this, no matter what happens. Second one, it's teaching us how to love. Those who ridicule us, those who mock us and scoff us, let's say nothing happens, we're going to have to endure that mocking and scoffing, but it's going to be a teaching lesson for us to love those individuals. Right now, it's actually teaching me tremendously how to love those who just want to mock, scoff, ridicule, whatever, right? Whatever they want to slander, it's teaching me to have love. And finally, humility. It's going to teach us humility, and that is something good. So we just need to have a repentant mind here, having our mind changed on this perspective, knowing that it's all going to work out for good for those who love God, okay? Like, straight up, no matter what, we just need to continue to live by faith. So right now, we are living by faith, trust, belief, no doubt, no fear. Do not allow it. It is a virus. And then whatever happens, next week, we continue to live by faith, not by sight, until the day that we are face to face with our Creator, with our God. And again, live by faith and not by sight. And remember, the just shall live by faith.
I've tried to be concerned about being obedient in the present, but can you tell me a little bit about what heaven will be like in the future?
Well, I don't think my views of heaven are terribly relevant one way or the other because I've no authority to speak about heaven. I've never been there. I have an authority to speak about certain things. For instance, I can speak about London. I grew up there. I live there. You want to know about London, I'll tell you. As far as heaven's concerned, heaven is a place of glorious newness. It's a place of new resurrection bodies. We're going to have wonderful bodies, much better than these. They won't get ill. They won't get sick.
It's like a bride preparing for a wedding. That's how beautiful it is. And we all know how beautiful a bride can be preparing for a wedding.
More joyful and more beautiful than a billion years in Shangri-La.
Heaven to me is a place where we float.
Just like LA, just like New York, Chicago, Miami, it's a city.
birds singing, twerping. The beautiful clouds we see now will be magnified trillions of times. It'd just be wonderful. It's just abundance of trees. Oh, it's wonderful. I don't know if there'll be trees there.
But heaven is paradise.
Angels.
Heaven is.
About 12 angels.
Paradise.
Angels flying around. Angels watching over you.
You meet all the people you love that loved you.
Oh, maybe half a dozen.
And you live forever in happiness. And a lot of people don't believe this, but it's true.
Out of context, or you end up with a pretext. Get it? It's easy to judge others without existence.
Nothing to see here. Pay no attention to that. But did you happen to see what Jimmy Kimmel said? Unbelievable!
I'm
look like you receive an Amber Alert. Beep, 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 beep.